Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave. That's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. I'll let your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Yes, I'm still sick as hell. I'm sorry that I was so fucking late. I was having technical difficulties with my fucking computer. And, oh, guys, I'm just really going through it. I've been up all night taking hot showers to keep myself warm, sleeping with double clothing on, and just doing all kinds of shit. I sound so fucking nasal right now to where it's just sad. The good thing about it is I ended my show early last night, and my special guest wasn't able to call in, so he's going to call in today. So that's a good thing. So you guys just have to bear with my voice and me talking through my nose, because this cold is, like, really fucking me up, and it's really kicking my ass. So just, you know, thank you for bearing with me and whatnot. So, as you guys know, I'm going to be working on a mixtape, an R&B mixtape for Valentine's Day. And, man, the hitman put me on to Mo, Trey, Santana. And they have some really nice music. I really like what they have. High Thunder Twins. It's like this one song, I Want You. It's like, I can tell you, it's going to be like one of the hottest songs on the mixtape. I'm going to play it. You know, this will be my old school show. But it's Saturday. I'm just gonna play music, so it don't fucking matter. So that's what I'm gonna do. So they have two songs. It's what is it? It's called Crush featuring Ebony Eyes, and then like I said, I Want You. And then earlier, it's gonna be Taiwan. It's gonna call in. So this is gonna be really, really, really nice. So what I'm gonna do is go ahead and play I Want You. I tell you, this song is so fucking hot, yo. Like really, 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 really hot. Let me find it, cause I'm gonna end up playing this song again today. So wait a minute. Wow. Okay, here it is. I Want You.
I never thought in a million years you could touch me through the swing. I can remember
by Mo, Trey, Santana. I'm going to have those guys on January the 31st. They have a nice, awesome sound. I really, really like that. And that song is going to be on my mixtape, yes. I am doing an R&B mixtape for Valentine's Day, and it's going to be nice. I have, like, Mike Bless, Jay Hart, and SB. I'm going to get in touch with Sincere, Van Keaton. Mo Trey Santana is going to be on there. Lo Ciel, I'm going to put him on there. I want to have him. He has, like, a nice song. He has, like, a nice sound. So he can really, really, really sing. So I need to find some female R&B singers. So if you guys know any, tell them to hit me up, like, to be on the mixtape and whatnot. So this is going to be quite interesting and whatnot. And so today is going to be my old school Saturday show. So I'm going to be playing music from all over. So excuse me, I'm sleepy, I'm sick, feel like shit, but, you know, show must go on. Not saying I'm going to be on till 4 today, but the show must go on. So what the hell is DJ Aaron Old School Mix? Because I got some in here. I just got to find them. What the hell? I swear, man. Okay. So he has, like, more than one, I hope. Oh, okay. So, I guess not. I guess he just has one. So, just go ahead and get this mixed out the way, and then we'll get back into some more talking and some more stuff, okay? So, DJ Aaron, Old School Mix Part 1.
Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
It's DJ A-Rod.
In the mix, y'all.
Moving on to the early morning, Mm-hmm.
rock the boat. So for everybody, I'm trying to come back into my chat room and everything, but it is just giving me fucking issues. I don't know what the hell is today going on today, but I'm trying to cam up. This is crazy. Oh, my goodness. I think it's my internet. I don't know what the fuck it is, but, like, for real, like, really? Let me try refreshing the damn window and see what the hell is going on. Let me close it and then open it back up. This is so fucking retarded. I swear, I just have, like, the worst luck today. I don't know what's going on with the powers that be, with me being sick, technical difficulties, issues all over the fucking place. Let me play another song. Oh, matter of fact, my guest is on.
Let's do it. What's happening?
Hi, T-Lon. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. How about yourself, baby?
Man, I'm having fucking technical difficulties today, and I'm about to get irritated between being sick and my fucking computer acting like a fucking man. I don't know what the
fuck. Acting like a what?
Acting like a man.
Oh, you gonna do us like that? Now, how is that?
Man, you know, computer, you know, a man acts like how, a man acts how you want to act. You know, like when you want to get some dick, it might want to work, and then sometimes it don't. That's how my computer is. Sometimes it want to get up, then sometimes it don't.
Oh, God. Like that, huh? That's how you do us.
That's how my computer is doing me.
So now we've been compared to computers now.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. That's just life. I mean, don't take it the wrong way, but, you know, that's how it happens sometimes, you know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
So what the deal is? What's the subject? What's the topic today?
Oh, well, first of all, tell everybody who you are and what okay. God and what you do.
Okay, well, what's up, everybody? I go by the name of T-Wan, music artist, musician, songwriter, producer, actor, et cetera, from Jacksonville, Florida, bottom of the map. Right now I got a project entitled The Wake Up coming pretty soon, featuring DJ Khaled, DJ Drama, DJ Bigger Rankings, DJ Smalls. So, you know, making little power moves right now. I'm currently on tour right now with BET Wrap It Up campaign. Going all across the nation, doing what we do, bringing awareness to HIV, AIDS, y'all know. Trying to do something different out here, spread the word. I got a record right now featuring Sammy entitled It's My Time and just dropped. So make sure you go check that out on iTunes. We doing our thing.
Wow, so you are an actor too?
Yeah, I'm an actor too. I got a TV show coming out entitled Road to Greatness. That will be popping up pretty soon. We're supposed to shoot the trailer for it. This weekend, actually, so it's a good timing. Maybe today we might get together and put together the first pieces of it to shoot the intro to it. I got to do the, you know, to record the lead track for it and everything. So it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a major year. 2012 is a brand new year, whole another 365. You know, so it's gonna do our thing.
So I'm confused. So you rap and you sing, correct?
I rap, sing, I do everything, man. I'm just gifted, you know, just humbled to even have the gift and have the blessing, you know, to be able to do what I do, travel around the whole world doing it. So, yeah, I sing, rap, some of everything, dance. I'm in dance classes right now. I mean, I'm just using my gift. You know, a lot of us we get gifted, and we kind of put it in the box. I kind of broke myself out the box, and I'm doing everything I desire to do. You know what I mean? So. I'm just using all my talents the best way I know how to.
Wow, I'm really impressed because when I heard It's My Time, that's like one of my favorite songs. And, you know, I love Sammy. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So then when I downloaded your mixtape, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, wow.
Do you remember?
You don't have to use auto-tune. You don't need, like, you can actually sing because I listened to the whole tape, and then I heard Sinner's Prayer.
So you had the Street Light is featuring Bigger Rankings, or did you have a DJ Who Kid?
Who Kid?
Who Kid? Oh, you had the Who Kid tape. Okay, cool. Yesteryear, yeah, that dropped a couple months ago. It did major numbers for me too. It did like 500,000 downloads plus.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That is crazy. Damn.
So what? Oh yeah, I'm doing it without auto-tune. We don't need auto-tune.
Oh, I know that, because I was like, wow. Matter of fact, you know what? We're going to play the song that you have, that you just dropped, and then I have some more songs that I'm going to play from you. So I have to play T1 featuring Sammy, It's My Time. Now, where the hell did it go? Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, yeah, this record right here is a declaration. You know, it's just a declaration to let people know that no matter what's going on right now in the economy, no matter what's going on in your personal life, that, you know, God has a plan for you, and, you know, your future is always brighter. So I just declaration myself from time to time. I got to speak to myself and encourage myself to remind me that this is my time, this is my season. You feel what I'm saying? Like, anything I do, I'm going to win. So you just got to go with that mindset, have that positive mindset. You know, shout out to Blog Radio. Y'all know what it is.
So here we go. T1 featuring Sammy, It's My Time.
I wake up in the zone, early in the morning, trying to get it on, and I'm already on it. This ain't right, and this ain't good, and even if it ain't, then it's all good. Cause I done came too far to give up, and I done fought too hard to let up. I'm going in, and I ain't coming out, count me in, don't count me out. Feels so good, feels so right, feels so tight, feels so nice, cause I've been struggling all my life.
Put your hands in the air. You can't. got the shout out to Janimba Shouty, the producer of that record. Hit him up at Janimba Shouty on Twitter, JANEMBA Shouty. Hit him up, man. Dude is phenomenal. Dude is crazy. He got a whole catalog full of music. Matter of fact, he's working on my project right now. He's doing a lot of music on my up-and-coming project entitled The Wake Up. You know, I say again, featuring DJ Khaled, Bigger Rankin' Smalls, and DJ Drama. So, you know, it's a phenomenal project. I remember the first time I heard that record, I wrote that song. I wrote the hook of the record sitting in the living room on the patio, just vibing and chilling and just feeling like I needed something to encourage myself. So the record is really a true inspiration and a source of motivation for myself, you know what I mean? And I put it on from time to time when I wake up in the morning and just to set the date, set my mood, set my atmosphere to let me know everything going to be good no matter what's going on. And the true inspiration behind the record came from the loss of my mother. And,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, she's gone on to be with the Lord, but, you know, at the same token, it's blessed me and it gave me a source of strength and it gave me a platform to stand on top of. And, you know, I feel like it's made my hunger and my grind, it's made me more thirsty. It made it even, I turned it up, you know, to the max. And now every dream and everything that I've ever desired to do is just coming to pass because I'm remembering everything my mom ever said to me, you know? So it's a major blessing, though. You know, the record is doing good right now. I just shot the video. It's going to air on BT 106 in Park pretty soon, so it's going to be crazy.
You know what's funny is I looked at the video with you and Sammy, and the energy was really nice. You had great chemistry, and you kept talking about Alabama.
We kept talking about who, baby?
No, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, Alabama. Growing up, my granddaddy. Growing up, I grew up in I remember one specific summer I went to hang out with my granddaddy, and you know, this was when Sammy had the record I Like It. The record was just crazy. Everybody knew it. It was number one, and you know, I never imagined at any time in my life that I would have the opportunity to connect with these guys. You know, that I've watched and I listened to growing up. I never thought I had the opportunity to do music with them. And that just lets you know that dreams are real and what God has for you is for you. If you just stay, you know, stay in it, keep the faith and stay faithful to what you're doing, it's going to pay off. So I just did a record with Philmar. I did a record with Doro for the project. I'm so blessed. I just wrote some records for some of the biggest artists in the world. I just wrote a record for Usher. Wrote a record for John Legend. It's a John Legend record featuring Wiz Khalifa. I did another record for the Mindless Behavior Little Boys. So man, it's going good right now. It's just phenomenal to be able to use my gift and use my talent and it really be appreciated and accepted, you know?
You are really doing a lot. Dang.
Oh yeah, I'm excited, man. I mean you have to stay busy today, you know. You gotta have multiple grinds today.
True, because if not, you'll get swallowed up somewhere along the line. You know what I mean? That is crazy. Because I remember that damn song I Like, because I have four kids, right? My youngest is 16, and that was his favorite song because we had the cassette single. And I would have to listen to that shit so fucking much. Like,
wow.
Like, you know, people don't understand, music has come a long way from back in the day when you could buy the little cassette singles for $3.49. Then the CDs came into play, get a CD single, or how people would trick you. Like, they come out with a song, you go out and you buy the cassette or you buy the CD, and then they turn around and make a remix that's not on the album that you brought, and they put on something else. Mariah Carey's scary ass was good for that shit. And you just be like, you know what? I'm not spending $11.99 on another cassette. I'm not spending $16.99 on another CD. You know what? I'm going to wait till that shit hit Columbia House. I'm going to order it for CDs for a penny and let the motherfuckers catch me. Hell no. So, you know, I'm just like, oh my God. So see. Let's see, I uploaded. Let's see, I have four songs. I have Two Occasions, My Struggle, Rookie, and Sinner's Prayer. So we're going to take Sinner's Prayer for last. So which one of those do you want? Two Occasions.
Let's go with Rookie.
Okay. Here we go, Rookie by T1.
Oh, yeah, this Rookie.
Okay. Hey, what's happening, good buddy? Rookie of the year, I'm here. Listen up so you hear me clear. Looking at last year's stumbler, yesterday's customer, last year's struggler, this year's hustler. I came in the game first hand as a manager. Started zooming in like the lens in the camera roll. I tell you hands down, I'm one of the few amateurs who prays hard and daily for his prayer. I bowed up the flesh and I stuffed it in the can.
My gift. I don't try to keep it, you know, one dimensional. You know, I do my thing, however I'm feeling that moment. I'm a very emotional artist, so whatever emotion I'm in, I have to capture the essence of that emotion, and you feel that emotion, you know, through my music. So it's just a direct reflection of who I am in so many different ways. So.
Wow, how old are you? Because in your pictures, you look so young.
That's for me to know and for y'all to find out. Salute.
Okay, ladies, I need y'all to call, or if anybody knows how old he is, I need y'all to call, and see, you got to
let's have a contest. Let's see who can figure it out. Tweet at us right now.
Matter of fact, we have a call. I want to say this is my friend Sean from Texas. Hold on one second. 773-316, you're on the air.
This is Purple.
Who?
Purple from and BBM.
Purple. What's happening, Purple?
Hey, Chuck Mommy, what's going on? Hey, Kiwan, how are you?
I'm blessed. How about yourself, love?
Just fine. Now,
what is it,
baby? I'm trying to see. I want to know how old you are, too. I'm going to Google it. How about that?
Let's see here. Let's say I'm old enough. How about that? Y'all take a stab at it.
I only pray for you. so unfair how you use me. When you need a blessing, I'm who you come see. I'm who you call when your bank account on me. He give you add-ons, I give you increase. When you need a friend, I'm who you gon' see. When he ain't treating you right, that's when you call me. I got you, but you ain't never got me. A good God I am, ain't gon' forever be. Hit rock bottom, I place you on your feet. You ask for a branch, give you the whole tree. When everything blessed, you never call me. But everything great, cause I'm a champion.
I only pray to you on two occasions.
Signed on to his game, but he ain't play for keys. Left you lying in pain, and now it's on me. Even when you away, he give you bad dreams. A good life he don't, it ain't what it seems. So I'm advising you to join my team. Give you a tongue to speak, they think you Chinese. Want a piece of the pie, I got the whole thing. You ever gave me your life, it won't be the same. They say you over blessed, I be the one to blame. You ever want to get away, what's my plan?
I only pray to you on two occasions,
that's when I'm needed.
I only pray to you on two occasions. That's when I'm needed.
How's it going there? Stop.
Oh, you what?
Wow. See, that song is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
Shout out to Plies, too. He was my influence behind that record.
We're not even going to talk about Plies because, you know, Plies. Oh, let me shut up. Shout out to Plies.
Now, he influenced me to do the record, though, because, you know, he came out with that record, and I just took it and remixed it for the mixtape. So, you know, shout out to the beat, homie. And Latoya Watts, man, she's a personal friend of mine. Grew up with her, middle school, high school. Matter of fact, I just saw, like, 2-3 days ago, somebody I've been really trying to get into the music, because she got a gift. She really don't use it, so I felt like that was a necessary song for, you know, a song where she can literally kind of express her pain. You can kind of hear the pain in her voice, you know what I mean? When you really listen to it, you can hear that she meant it, and that's something that she was kind of going through, so it's a crazy record. It's like,
wow.
I talked to my homie Big Arrankus the other day, and he was telling me, you know, it flared off from a conversation, and we were just talking about it again yesterday, about the only times we really go, you know, to pray to God is when we really, really need him, or we really, really want him, but you know, after he gives us everything we want, it's like he don't even exist no more. He don't exist until we rock bottom, until we going through it, you know?
You're right. A lot of people do that. So you gotta like, just sit there and talk to not all the bad stuff, but the good stuff. Because I know today, when I woke up, I had, like, a really bad night being sick, and I was just like, you know what? He told us that we can speak life or death. And I'm refuse to be sick all day. I'm like, F that. I'm gonna be straight. I'm claiming my health. I got rest. I drank some soda. I took about 4 pills, 2 gel caps, and 2 Tylenol. And I'm still nasal, but I'm feeling a little better. Once I eat, I think I'll feel a lot better. I hope so anyway.
For sure. And that's what you know, we got power in our tongue. We gotta speak life or death, you know, and you gotta be grateful. You gotta love God for who God is, not just for what he can do for you, what he can give to you. You know what I mean? You just don't give him praise and honor and glory when you're going through. You gotta holler at him, let him know you appreciate him when everything good too, on the up and up, you know? So I'm always grateful for my blessings, you know. Ain't nobody perfect in this world, but at the same token, you know, you got to keep a relationship with God. And the relationship you got with God is a personal relationship. So, you know, whatever you do, that's between you and him. But at the same token, just don't reach out to a person. We don't like that as people. I don't like for a person to just reach out to me when they when they need me, when they're going through. You know what I mean? I want you to be around me when everything good for you, too, not just when you're down.
True. I mean, to me, I thank God for my adversity because it's like without adversity, you would never humble yourself and know what it's like to struggle. Because if everything is always good, you'll never know what the hell to do in a bad time.
Exactly. I told somebody the other day, I said, there's no such thing as victory if you ain't got an opponent. You know, opposition has to be there because, ain't no, I mean, why would victory even be necessary if you don't have anything to be victorious over? I mean, just the earlier today when you was talking to me, you was like, man, something's going wrong with my computer. I'm going to have to call LP or whatever it was, you know.
HP. And you,
yeah, you know, HP. He was like, I'm going to have to call him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you hit me up and was like, call me at 2:40. I'm like, okay, that's what it is. And she went in, you know what I'm saying? You got to do things by faith. So
yeah, because I was on hold with HP, and I was like, you know what? This computer been acting stupid. I was like, you know what? I was like, fuck that. It's not going to happen. Because I was not going to do the show today, but I was like, I got to keep doing this. Because last night, I ended at 9 o'clock because I wasn't feeling good. I was like, you know what? No. Because I'm determined to write my blog post. I'm determined to do that. So when it started acting right when I was on the phone waiting for HP because they had a high call volume, I was like, okay. Then when I see my internet signal come up, I was like, it's good. When I was able to log on, I'm sorry, I'm straight. So that's when I hit you up was like, 2:40.
Yeah, y'all know Chocolate City got exclusive access to you, boy. She should send me a text and let me know.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, last night, I'm just going to say, it wasn't meant last night. It was meant for today, because today is a better day. Today is Saturday.
Exactly.
The show is 30 minutes before the Saints play the 49ers. Not sure who I'm going for. I think I'm going to go with, you know what, I'm kind of torn. Because I used to be a 49ers fan when Joe Montana and Steve Young played. So I like New Orleans because they really been through it. And look at them now. They won a Super Bowl championship. City got towed down, beat down, all of that. So I'm not sure. I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, hey, listen, speaking on that, I need y'all to go check out this record, though, for real. It's called, it's entitled Uh-Oh, and we just blasted it out to all the DJs and everything. And it's a record, you know, for everybody. And so all the NFL fans, go get it. I'm pretty sure it's an anthem for your team. So go check it out, T1.com. You can download it for absolutely free.
Matter of fact, if you'll tweet it to me, I'll go ahead and tweet it out on both of my accounts and send it out to all my social networks and everything like that. And I'll make sure that when I blog, I put that link in there so everybody can go to it. Plus, I'll have your website on there so people can go to it. And the picture that you sent me will be the picture that I use unless you have something else you want to send me. You know, you can have one.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot you something exclusive.
Matter
of fact, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do just for Chocolate City? I'm supposed to do this, but we're going to do this. I'm gonna tweet at you. I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to let y'all be the first people to present my new mixtape cover. I don't even supposed to reveal it yet. I'm going to shoot it to y'all exclusively so y'all can leak it. It's entitled Agape. It's going to be featuring DJ Ill Will. He's going to do the mixtape for me, so it's a crazy project. And the project is full of surprises, nothing but me singing. Shouts out to Bobby V. Shouts out to who else? Man, somebody else on this mix, but who else on this?
So, tell me you got a nice little love song.
Huh?
Tell me you got a nice little love song.
Oh, you know I do. I got a record entitled The Love Song. Matter of fact, on YouTube, it's entitled The Love Song. So go check it out. It's gonna be on the Agape mixtape. It's gonna be crazy.
Well, I'm doing a mixtape, an R&B mixtape for Valentine's Day. So if you have a single that you want to put on there, please let me know because I'm about to go ahead and get DJ Takeover from New York is going to be the one that's doing it. I'm kind of excited because, you know, I'll be on there talking shit, talking nasty, and it's going to be called Chocolate
love while you're away. Well, let's do it. I'm telling you, the mixtape's going to be crazy. It's going to be released pretty soon, but I'm going to shoot you the information, and you can tweet it out for me and send it out to you, you know, all your sources. So my mixtape won't drop the same day your mixtape won't drop.
How often do you want it to go out?
As often as you would like. It don't matter. I'm going to give y'all full access and control of it. You know, y'all do your thing with it.
See, I like that. I like that a lot.
So it can be like Chocolate City Presents.
Oh, see, you're so sweet. Now I gotta play my struggle. So here is my struggle by T1.
On my knees every night I pray. Father, please hear my prayer.
Yeah, can't forget to send the kid for holding me down.
Father, please hear my prayer. Hey, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. Say, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. I tell him, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. Oh, yeah. This is my struggle, man. This is my life. I tell him, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. Oh, yeah. This is my struggle, man. I tell him this is my struggle, man. I tell him this is my struggle, man. My struggle, man. Struggle, man. Son, don't cry. He'll come around. He picked my face up and then it fell back down. I heard mama cry and I ain't really like the sound. But I had to play it cool for a second to see her smile. But who to blame for the pain I felt? I really wanna blame her, but she was always there. And sometimes true enough, I wanna blame myself. But how can I blame people who were always there? But when I think about it, man, life ain't fair. So I go before the Lord with the same old breath. Yeah. And Father, please send me a dad, a man of integrity that I ain't had. Before I rest, I pray these words. And then the voice spoke up and said, seek ye first. But I stopped and realized he was all I need. Because of you, mama, I am me. You and me are my struggle, man. This is my life. Say, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. I tell him, this is my struggle, man. This is my life. Oh, yeah. This is my struggle, man. This is my life. This is my struggle, man. This is my life. Oh, yeah. This is my struggle, man. I tell him this is my struggle, man. I tell him this is my struggle, man. My struggle, man. My struggle, man. My struggle, man. I am a grown man, so ain't no excuse. You don't hear from your brain, kid. I pray for the drug dealers to stop on the black man. Who's like, stick it down real quick on the black man. I know your struggles is that I've been through the same thing. Know how you feel, yeah, we saying the same thing. Similar to life, yeah, we playing the same game. The man of the street can't talk for the same thing. I just found out that I was almost insane. Until I say yes to it, my whole life changed. Yes to the fact that I can't have life. Graduate to the kingdom and earn my stripes. The devil let me harder cause I'm walking with Christ. But I refuse to go back to the pain and strife. I said the devil let me harder cause I'm walking with Christ. But I refuse to go back to the pain and strife. Did I cry when I wake at night? I pray to the Lord to please take my fight. Cause I can't stand to see you waste your life. So I open my eyes and yeah, I seen that light. Yet another tear I cry when I wake at night. I pray to the Lord to please take my fight. Cause I can't stand to see you waste your life. So I open my eyes and yeah, I seen that light. I try to be the best big brother I can be. Cause daddy wasn't around, so all he had was me. Was giving them the blueprints on how to be a G. So some of what you see in them, half of it's me. And to my baby girl, daddy truly apologize. Cause when you're terrified, I ain't always by your side. They tears for your face, I ain't here to wipe your ass. I'm here to let you know that the limit is the sky. It's just something from the heart, so you know it made me cry. It's something from the heart, so you know it made me cry. This song is from the heart, so you know it made me cry. This song is from the heart, so you know it made me cry. This is my testimony, so I had to let it ride. This is my testimony, so I had to let it ride. On my knees every night I pray. Father, please hear my prayer. On my knees every night I pray. Father, please hear my prayer. And this is my struggle, man.
That's like a little Allen flow in it.
What's that?
Yes, ma'am.
That is purple, and she is getting fucked. Oh, my God.
Say what? No, stop playing with me, for real. Y'all need to stop playing.
I'm not playing. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Y'all playing too much. Oh, hey, on, that wasn't even, hey, on my struggle.
See, Tiwa, I'm not lying to you. Ask her, what was she just doing?
Yeah, y'all crazy. I'm, hey, but check it out. I'm in the barbershop, so let me get y'all, can we wrap up?
Yes, we sure can. I really appreciate you coming through and riding the chocolate wave. I'm going to text you and everything like that with what I need from you and stuff, and please,
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Be a stranger.
Yes, ma'am. I will never be a stranger. We family now.
I know that's right. Thank
for sure,
you.
But,
check your tweet.
But well, thank y'all for having me. I was humbled to be on the show, and I wish y'all many blessings.
Okay. Same to you, sweetie.
For sure. Yo.
Thank you. Purple, your ass better not go nowhere.
Oh, my God. You know what? I was listening, but then, you know, hey, you know how I get down. I get down how I live, and hey, one thing led to another, and bam, bad effort.
Oh, my God. For y'all that are just listening, that is my homegirl, Purple. She's on BBM, and she was just getting it in. I swear, yo. She fucks like a person that has narcolepsy. You know how a person just falls asleep like that? She fucks just like that, and she gets it in. Oh, my God. I am so mad. Like, wow.
Oh, my
wow.
Goodness. Well, I told you, Chalk Mommy, that's what I do. I mean, I don't know. I'm info. I told you I'm an info all day, every day, you know. And then he don't got to go to work till later on tonight. We probably going to do it a couple of more times.
Oh, you know what? I'll come back to you. I'm going to play Sinner's Prayer, and I'll be right back. Oh, my God. T1, Sinner's Prayer.
Can't forget, www.t1.com. That's T-J-U-A-N. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I just need a helping hand. There's some things I don't understand. Ask the Lord if you can, cause I wanna be a better man. And I know that I ain't worthy, Lord, but I never meant to break your heart. Cleanse me in your precious blood. And Lord, I'm on my knees, repenting of you, and I won't ever do it again. I'm on my knees, I'm holding on to you, and all I need is one more chance. I wasn't playing with that world, I was gonna get right back. I was tripping your love, it's where it's at. I'm on my knees, Lord, please show me some love. I'm praying you forgive me, Lord, for everything I'm guilty of. And I never want to lose your love. Take me in your presence, on. And I'm sorry for all the things I did. I didn't cherish your relationship. Lord, I hate to see your tears. Right back. I was tripping your love. It's where it's at.
Ooh, kids.
Until next time, y'all keep your head up, stay blessed, and keep it 100. Yeah.
Come back.
See, that is what trips me out because he can rap and he can sing. Like, woo!
Yeah.
And Purple, I'm just too thrilled with you. Oh, my goodness, girl. You know what?
One of the most, I know. It's just me. I can't help myself.
I see that. I see that. Oh my goodness. Matter of fact, let me go into my hip hop, my old school mix. What the hell is it? I want to say it's by DJ Shotgun. I got to find it. Hold on. Oh, Lord, I have so much music in my dashboard, so it's just crazy. You know, that's what I do. I collect music, especially old school. That's right. You know what? I'm going to do something nice for you. Since you in a fucking mood, let me find it. Let's see, Between the Sheets.
Ah, that's what's up.
Soon as I can find this shit, hold on. Shit. It's a mixtape. So what the hell is it? Damn it. See? Old school. Okay, Between the Sheets, Volume 1. You should like this one. So I'm going to take a bathroom break. But old school, this we slowing it down. R&B. This is for Purple. If y'all hear some noises over the music, she getting her freak on.
DJ.
I'm I'm still the man for you, and I'm still the man that's true. Good old breakfast mama used to make.
That's what you is like.
Wow.
Well, you know, they can talk, but ain't one but making me squirt.
Oh, and he does a good job. I've seen. See, we had talked about this relationship going. She shows me, and she lets me hear, have voice notes for my hearing pleasure, for my viewing pleasure, and I have to make some videos for her so she can see, so she can hear. So I'm going to be working on that. Once I get over this sickness, unless I can find somebody to fuck the call out of me, then I'll be happy.
That's all you need is a stiff, hard dick, man. It'll be right gone. You'll be right as rain.
You know what? I will work on that either today or tomorrow, no later than Monday, so I can give you your special video and your voice note.
Okay.
So, on Tuesday, I have Pink Candy Triple X. She's a BBW porn star. She's mad cool. And we're going to be riding the chocolate wave with her on Tuesday night. So you guys make sure you tune in. I'll be feeling better. I might even play around on the camera. I'm not sure. But let's see. Yeah, so make sure Tuesday from 8 to 10, you guys join me. And other than that, I'm about to go. I'm hungry, and I have work to do, and I have played with y'all long enough. I love y'all. Get the hell off my camera. Get the hell out of my chat room. Get the hell off my phone. Goodbye.